Well, welcome to the doldrums of summer with hot, humid conditions continuing under partly sunny skies. We'll have a few afternoon storms, but our wet season continues to sputter overall. We did finally get some decent development during the early evening hours. Really, it was yesterday, more like about 6 to 7 p.m. And for about a couple of hours there, we had some decent storms in parts of Duval and Clay County, Nassau County too, Baker County. While rainfall amounts varied greatly, the International Airport had nearly an inch of rain in a little more than about 20 to 30 minutes or so. Had some pretty strong wind gusts near the International Airport too, and we'll have more of that this afternoon. So temperatures will warm into the mid-90s, and then in the afternoon and early evening hours, we'll get some showers and storms to pop, and once again, they'll generally be drifting in an east or east-southeastward direction. Not everybody gets in on the storms, but where they occur, they're strong, and there's frequent lightning, so keep an eye to the sky. It looks like the coverage will let up a little bit. Looks like maybe half the area gets rain this afternoon. Coverage is more like a quarter of the area for tomorrow. As showers and storms become a bit more widely scattered, only to increase again closer to half the area by Thursday and Friday. We'll continue to see afternoon highs in the mid-90s, nighttime lows in the mid-70s, and of course feel-like temperatures with that humidity will be above 100 degrees. Now it does look like the upper-level ridge, that heat dome that you're kind of hearing all about, been kind of calling card and social media and media in general, but it's a big area of upper level high pressure, and when you get that nearby or over us, it's hotter and it just doesn't rain a whole lot. And it does look like that upper level ridge or high pressure area is going to flex its muscles again a little bit as we head into the weekend and early next week. That will probably mean another surge in the heat with a little less rainfall. Not good news, of course. Temperatures in the low to mid 90s Saturday, maybe more like the mid to upper 90s by Sunday, and maybe closing in on 100 early next week. We did hit the century mark for the first time in 2 years on Sunday at the International Airport. Hit 99 yesterday. That missed the record high temperature by just 2 degrees. The average high is 91. It ought to be hot, but it's been exceedingly hot, obviously, over the last few days. So take plenty of precautions outside. Make sure you're drinking lots of water, plenty of shade. Check on your neighbors. Make sure the older folks are doing okay, and make sure the kiddos, if they're running around outside, are taking some breaks, and the sunscreen should be, you're going to need a lot of that. Applying and reapplying with sunburn times down around 10 minutes between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon all week long. With OE Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Oh, we should do an update on the tropics, shouldn't we? We should. It's pretty quiet, but we do have a fairly active tropical wave at a pretty low latitude working its way toward the southeastern Caribbean. That does have some potential to develop in the longer term, not likely until at least the western Caribbean. And it will take the low road, much like the last couple have, and that means no impacts locally, certainly no impacts for Florida. There's another one that's come off the coast of Africa that bears watching in the longer range, but won't be an issue for at least the next 5 to 6 days, if not a little bit longer. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsChecks.com. And that's a wrap now. Though you weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.